Have you ever lost someone you loved with all your soul?
Of course I have. My father.
Your father? Tyrone stopped. Are you being serious?
Her knuckles whitened.
Disrespect him at your peril.
Endel Kaiferan, you loved him with all your soul.
He was my father. Of course I did.
Tyrone shook his head.
You know, when they first threw me into that dungeon, I hated him blindly, completely, and without any discrimination. I really can't convey how much my hatred consumed me. I would howl in that hole each night with my desire to tear out his throat.
Tyrone shrugged.
So after a month or two of that screaming, I fell into a shimmering level of insanity. I just paced and paced and talked to myself. I almost went mad.
Shut up. I don't care how you suffered. No, that's not true. I'm glad. I wish you had gone insane.
After a while, however, that madness receded. In the end, it was just me in that hole with time to think about Kaiferan. And I came to realize that he was exceptional.
Tyrone paused, raising an eyebrow at Ketha, but she simply glared at him.
Exceptionally violent, yes. Exceptionally cruel. Capable of hurting people in ways your mind can't encompass. But more than that, he didn't care about anything but himself. He was completely free to do what he liked, no matter the consequences. It was a force of nature.
I don't understand. What are you saying? I thought you hated him.
Oh, more than you'll ever know. But what I am saying to you is this, Ketha. You may have loved him, but he never loved you.
Shut up!
Ketha flared her fingers around the hilt of her sword and gripped it tighter.
He couldn't see you. He was incapable of doing so.
Tyrone smiled.
And the worst of it is that you know I'm telling the truth. You know, in your heart, that he never truly loved you. Perhaps that made you adore him all the more. But when you look into that dark hole in your center...
You lie!
She was heaving for breath.
You twisted, bitter, filthy...
I'm not lying. Your father was a murderer.
He shoved and she fell back, stumbling on her heels as she fought for balance.
A rapist!
She fell into a crouch, caught herself with one hand, and stood just in time to take another blow.
And he never loved a damn thing in his whole life but himself.